Bill Flores joins us this morning. Pretty nice day in the Capitol yesterday, wasn't it?
It was beautiful. It really was. So
tonight it's not going to be so nice, I understand.
No, it's not. But the good news is it's less windy here than it is down there.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, no kidding. It's a rough day this morning. Well, tell me what's on the agenda this week in Congress.
Well, a couple of important issues we've talked about in the past. I think all of us as Americans are frustrated with how the president has decided that he's going to ignore the Constitution and blow off Congress and continue to try to do things by executive order or just outright violating the law. So we've got a couple of bills on the floor this morning. One's called Enforce the Law Act of 2014. It's by Trey Gowdy of South Carolina. And basically what it does, if we can get this thing passed, it will give Congress the right to sue the president so that we can go to court and on an expedited basis challenge the president on constitutional issues. What happens is we as Congress, a few members of Congress, will go together and we'll sue, and the courts will throw it out saying we don't have standing. And so this hopefully will be a bigger tool in our toolbox so that we can begin to rebalance the powers of the parts of government by using the court system.
But in reality, though, you got a Democrat Senate. It's not going to make it through there, is it?
Well, some senators are beginning to question the president's abuse of his power. When I say senators, Democratic senators are starting to question the abuse of the president's powers. And we've actually had some liberal publications like the L.A. Times and the Washington Post that have written articles that are op-eds saying that the president has overstepped his bounds. While they maybe think it's good today from a liberal perspective, there will be a day when there's a conservative president, and if the conservative president follows the same precedent, then they may not like it as much. So I'm surprised, but they're in favor of the direction we're trying to go to try to rein this president back in. Yeah. The second one is a bill from Ron DeSantis. It's called the Faithful Execution of the Law Act of 2014. And basically what it requires is that cabinet secretaries, if they decide they're going to violate the law, or not enforce a law, like Secretary Sebelius with HHS, that they have to notify Congress. And, of course, that would give us the chance under Trey Gowdy's Act, assuming we pass it and it becomes law, so that we can immediately go sue and try to adjudicate the differences between the law and what the president's trying to do.
Sure. Just news of the day, kind of like to get your take on the comments of Senator Feinstein yesterday, the CIA apparently coming in and taking documentation that they shouldn't have, having to do with the allegations of waterboarding back when the terrorists were being questioned. Your thought about the Senate suddenly deciding to rise up against the CIA?
Well, it's about time that some of the Democrats start to pay attention to what some of these federal executive branch agencies are doing with respect to privacy issues. So, it's unfortunate that the CIA or any other agency is trying to spy on Congress. I mean, that just seems actually criminal and un-American. But at least it's something that's starting to get some of the other party to pay attention to what's going on in some of these out-of-control federal agencies.
Let me also get your thoughts on something. This happened last week, but it's since we talked, and that was the majority of House committee chairman broke with Republican leadership on the flood insurance bill that passed on Tuesday.
Yeah, we're not all, as members of Congress, going to be perfectly aligned. Mm-hmm. And so each of us have our own opinions, and sometimes we align with leadership, and sometimes we don't.
Where'd you vote on that?
I believe I voted yes on that one.
Now,
that was last week. And
I understand.
I'm but I will tell you this. If you talk to any of our constituents that are in the home building business, the realtors, the mortgage companies, or homeowners, they want to see two things. One is they don't have a problem getting flood insurance program fixed. They just want to do it on a little bit more gradual basis than what we've done. We passed a law in the first Congress, or in my first term, that was going to fix the flood insurance program. However, FEMA has begun to adjudicate that such a way where it was damaging economic activity. And so what we've done is essentially slowed it down a little bit so that it's done on a more gradual basis to give the economy a chance to react to the new rules.
Sure. Bill Flores,
we didn't destroy anything. I mean, we still believe that the program needs to be reformed. We're just reforming it at a more even pace.
In a different way. Bill Flores joining us from D.C. With your comment that we're not all aligned as Republicans, since the Republicans took the House in 2011, the Republicans have pledged that there would be a comprehensive tax rewrite that would take care of a whole bunch of things out there, and you know, promising corporate rates to 25%, getting rid of a lot of the alternative minimum tax. But when Representative Camp rolled this out, and we visited about this a little bit last week, but kind of flesh it out today, when he rolled out a proposal, none of the people in the Republican Party, your party, the party that said that they would do something about tax reform, want to sign on to this. They're running in the other direction.
Well, there are a couple of reasons for that. One that I agree with and one that I don't agree with. One of the reasons that I agree with that we shouldn't be signing on to Chairman Camp's proposal is that it was done without the input of the Ways and Means Committee. In other words, Ways and Means Committee had a bunch of hearings and they received a lot of information, but then that information was taken by the staff and by Chairman Camp, and they wrote an outline for tax reform. To me, that's not what you'd call regular order, and so I don't approve of the process. I approve of the concept of tax reform. I just don't approve of the process. So some of us are fussed about that. Now, the second reason that I don't agree with, some members of our party don't want to tackle tax reform this year because it's an election year, and they're concerned that the other party will attack us because of different parts of tax reform and try to use that to gain political advantage. And I'm really less concerned about that. I think that tax reform is the right thing to do, and what better year to do that than an election year to put that bright flag of your colors about what you stand for in terms of a fairer, flatter, more economically impactful tax system. And anyway, I think we ought to go ahead and go forth with it.
Yeah, that's. I mean, you're right. It's so what that it's an election year. I think that's the whole idea, is that people want to have a clear definition of exactly what they're voting for when they step into the box.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, how about the question that there might not even be a budget? I mean, there's some debate about not even writing a budget, right?
Well, there is some, and here's the reason. Technically, we have a budget. When we passed the two-year budget last year, that fulfills the requirements under the Budget Control Act of 1974. So theoretically, we have a budget. I think that I disagree with that. I mean, let me rephrase that. I think it complies with the law with where we stand today. That said, I think it would be a better action for us to go ahead and do a budget for fiscal 2015 so that we can, again, plant a brightly colored flag about what we stand for. So the debate is still out there as to whether or not we're going to have a budget, but the Budget Committee at this point is still moving forward as if we're going to have one.
Well, I think as a guy outside the Beltway, I think I speak for a lot of my listeners. We're going, if the Republicans don't want to bring a budget out, then what in the world have you got to say that's any different than the Democrats?
Well, I agree with you, and that's what's kind of frustrating. Yep. Everybody's wanting to use a kind of a prevent defense approach, and I've said, man, this is a perfect time to be planting the flag on tax reform, Obamacare replacement, reg reform, energy, all the above American energy approach, things like that. We ought to be going for this stuff.
Yep, I will hope so. Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
Good talk to you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country and our military men and women.
Yes, sir. Have a good day.